hard.
Because and, you know, I don't know what the accident count is there.
You know, we looked at that before, and it's not as crazy as you might think it is. And I drive through there all the time. Actually, there's more accidents when you're going around the bluff and the geometric curve tightens there. They run into the bluff or the guardrail down there more than they do at the intersection. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, it's still not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can tell by this, if that's the 165, 265, the fourth one up from the bottom, under safety index, it says zero.
Dave, you really skipped over the stoplight deal real quickly. but to revisit that just briefly. So I'll have something to tell our people, the 999 that live here, plus four per unit, which comes to about 4,000. Yeah. I think they use it all at one time.
Yeah.
Is there anything in the city works or MoDOT has agreed to signal it?
Yeah, they agreed.
Someone pay for it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, would there be any use in pursuing a joint venture type situation with Point Royal and the city on cost?
That would get it kind of moved up a little bit. Where we're at a year or two ago, the mayor came with this idea that every other year we'd budget $200,000 for a signal, and the next year we'd study whatever, and the next year we'd build one. And so we'd start working on the ones, and that one's on the list. We have like five on the list. And then, so this first year came around, and they used the $200,000 to do something else. So that plan didn't work real well. But if there was a lot of movement out there and an offer to share some way, then...
It's just food for thought. In that, see, we've got the Wilk Theater traffic,
yeah.
And you got the Point Royal traffic, and of course you got the dam duct traffic, blah blah blah. If there's a candidate anywhere, to my knowledge, right now that would need a signal, it needs it. But I
don't. If you get that signal before Newman gets his, he's gonna cry. You know?
But there again. Having said that, is that our accident ratio there hasn't been that great. But still, it gets a little bit.
The one intersection I remember was higher than that was the one that's the east entrance into the Red Roof Mall there at Gretna at Rosalie.
Yeah.
But now with the Red Roof Mall gone or doing whatever, it's kind of in limbo. So I guess you could say yours is the number one on the city list.
Well, the thing about it, with the curve situation on the Red Roof Mall,
mm-hmm.
kind of, it didn't help on that, yeah. But
and that one would work probably for a roundabout, maybe.
The Point Royal situation, if we had any other line of sight situation other than what we got, would be a really severe problem. But we have good line of sight, really both coming mm-hmm. both ways. But that count on that. But I'm just food for thought, and I most certainly don't sit on the board out there or anything. But if the city would consider doing a
And MUDA has their whatever enhancement money or whatever that program is, that they would fund some percent of it. They're lots of old money.
Right. And then a note on there that I didn't bring it up, Ron Newman. He wouldn't speak to me for a year.
Jim, is that intersection on here?
Point Royal Drive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's relatively far up.
I know I read it.
I was just looking here. Maybe it's
6-5, Randy.
It's about
in the green, just above the green line.
Yeah, right here.
We're literally in the next few weeks. The city is doing its budget process, and I don't have a problem at all filling out the paperwork. Put it in the budget. I mean, I get too far, but I'll give it a shot.
Okay. Is there anything I could do to help along those lines?
Just wine.
I'm good at that. Yeah, my wife says I'm good at that.
If you run into the mayor or
I'll be visiting with
Upper Gear work.
Rick, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Probably knows that thing after what I do. He lives there, and mm-hmm. and I'll visit with Rayanne, but.
One of these columns gives the rating on 41. It rates 25th.
No, we were talking about.
Where is the Point Road situation?
It's 19th.
19th. Had we moved.
No,
20th. Had we moved these out.
Well.
Be up to 15.
We'll see how mostly everything should follow up. I mean, primarily. Whatever new ones.
10, 11.
Put word, how do they rate them? I mean, they weren't hired, they're still.
But those two areas, probably is my greatest concern right now is on the 165-65, safety-wise, and the Point Road thing. And it's not just because it needs to be done, but, and I'm just thinking some way to, if we could do a fund situation jointly, mm-hmm. and then the state, and maybe Point Road can do that.
It's possible.
If I didn't miscount, isn't there seven of these that's going to leave the list? That's not too bad.
No, that's actually excellent, because a lot of these are long-term projects.
Right.
So to get seven of them done in 18 months or a couple of years is really pretty extraordinary.
Okay, well, I made some notes here, stuff to email Travis that we talked about, but I'll tell you all, email him when you have ideas. And let Ron know too. Anything else?
No, and I don't even know if this makes any difference. This is the map associated with the STIP, and this is just the Southwest District and all these projects. There is a Branson inset up here, but it does show, there's a thing up here, how many projects in the next 5 years Southwest District will be doing across the district, so you guys can take those. That goes along with that sheet that I handed out. The Bull Shoals Bridge is on there. It's at 18. And it does look to me to be like they're going to build another bridge alongside of it, what it looks like.
Cool.
$7 or $8 million project, and it has a big old chunk of right-of-way acquisition in it. And so I'm thinking if they're going to do right-of-way acquisition, they're not going to use the same right-of-way. But it looks like, now, I don't think they can build that bridge for $7 or $8 million.
I don't think so either.
But, and I'm doing this off of memory, it might not be good.
I would have guessed 12 or 15 million, but I don't.
Improve the bridge, Table Rock Lake, that's at Kimberling, and that was $10 million. And then there's...
And that was just approving it, because they're not going to build a new one there.
No, that's just improving. Bull Shoals Lake Bridge is on the last page. Well, the 7.6 is construction. They've got about $1.5 million in engineering and scoping and right-of-way. They've got $184,000 in right-of-way and about $1 million, a little over, in engineering. So really the whole total project is probably going to be just under $10 million. That might.
What are they going to do with the bridge to Cameron City? It's too narrow for one thing.
And I don't know if they're going to do a lot with it.
They're going to do a resurface on it.
Yeah, just restore the pieces.
You never could figure why they built that scenario in the first place.
Well, because it was 50 years ago now, right?
Yeah, back in the old days.
So car widths were supposed to be 6 feet, and now they're not quite 8, but they're getting there. So.
That's about that bridge is more narrow than a lot of other bridges built that time, though.
That was 11. Well, they say it's not. They say that it's almost 12 foot lanes. It's 11 something.
Right?
Yeah. I only know what they say because I don't know the details. But they say part of why it appears and feels that way is it's so long.
Maybe.
And so you get in this little thing, and the sides are right there, and you're right there. I grew up along the northern Mississippi, and you would go over these bridges, and it just scared the crap right out of a little kid. And there was really nothing wrong with it. It just was high, and it felt bad. And they say that bridge just feels bad. So I don't know.
But if them flyover bridges, brand new bridges, and they're wide, but you get up on them, it just gives you the feeling that,
So anyway, but there's the stick. You guys can see what it is. And the other thing is they don't have money. That's another problem.
I had an eye on that Ron Newman brought up last meeting, talking about Emery Creek subdivision in 248 for that subdivision traffic. That's a county road. I did meet with the homeowners association people and talk to them about that. Basically, that can be improved depending on what we need to check with MoDOT, see how that road was allowed in there. I know they have a turn lane, but can they solve the situation by moving the road somewhat, changing the site distance just a little bit? See that, but I had met with him and talked to him, and she feels better about it now. So, but it's nowhere near a priority like
pulled in there the other day and looked at that, and it didn't seem all that bad to me.
It's not in an SUV or a pickup vehicle, but you get in a small car. That dip is what's got them concerned, and that's the main thing. It's not the looking back to the north, it's looking back toward Branson.
That curve's right there. But.
So I don't know how much land that the subdivision has. If that can be moved, that's going to have to be checked out with MoDOT to see what can be done there. Maybe that would solve the issue there with concerns.
Sometimes that's all it takes, Randy, just to listen, goes a long way.
I mean, they have done improvements themselves. There are a couple of things.
Yeah, they took out
that hill thing, and done some work there. So they have made some efforts there. So.
Very good.
Any new business? Besides the one you just brought up.
All right. The only new business I got is just to get my mind right about our dates. Is this the new date for just so that I get square here?
The last thing I saw was the answer is yes.
Okay. I mean, this is so Doug can be here. I'm missing Doug.
I was thinking that myself.
I just want to make sure I got this right.
Last month he said he'd be out of town like this whole week, right? It didn't matter what day.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
I don't know where Ron's at. I don't think you told me. Yeah, but I think this is at Tuesdays at 12:30, which I like.
Well, this puts it on the same day as my public water district meeting, so that works well.
Oh, okay. And is it before or after?
It's at 5:00 in the afternoon. Okay. So.
I'm just glad it's a little earlier in the day, because when we get late like that, that's hard. Mm-hmm. Try and finish the day, and then go back and finish the day again.
Yes.
For me, anyway.
On these Tuesdays, I have city council meetings, so now I'll be wearing a necktie to this meeting every week.
You're the man. I'm gonna be the only
I was impressed.
Prefer not to wear the necktie.
OTC's opening date is August 20th, so it'll be, I guess, before our next meeting, 10:00 in the morning. So anybody that wants to go over to the campus and get a little tour around.
I read the flyer on it. Last night, matter of fact.
Yeah, and that little tab in the newspaper came
impressive.
Out. Yeah, so there's a lot. It's good. It's a very cool place. So, anyway, and Randy, I'm going to guess that'll add traffic to 165 because some of the folks will come the back way from Branson around to school now. I'm going to guess, but I don't know that.
Are you guys got any plans for your section of 165?
I was looking at it. Of course, there's one patch on there that's getting a little dicey, and then one thing we need to do is restripe it. There's a few spots, but I think it's still going to be a little time before we get at that. So things are kind of, economic development-wise, are kind of breaking loose, and so now we just awarded a contract for a new well there by the college to drill a well. The tower's going to stay, but we're going to drill a well. And that engineer's estimate on that was $260,000 to drill the well. It came in at $320,000 was the low bid. contractors are starting to get busy again. And so...
How deep was, like, 1,200 feet, one of those kind of deep ones?
15, 16.
Oh.